Today, our topic is, will you surrender your life to Jesus? So before we get into the study, I'd like to just offer this up for brief discussion. What does surrender mean to you? When you think of surrender, what is required on your part? Like Mom said, do we really understand what surrender means? So, I mean, it's a big word. People use it all the time. I see it scripturally, which I'll present today. But other than that, what comes to your mind when you think of surrender?
Give up. Oh, the case of surrendering God, giving up to God. Say, here, take control of whatever you want.
Take control, do whatever you want. Thank you. Give up. Anyone else? I put let go. Let go of our... let go? Let's put it this way, because it's really ambiguous, isn't it? Let go of what we're holding on to. And it's the same concept as giving up. It really is. It's just a different way to say it. And for some of us, you know, certain words resonate better than others. So,
which is serious.
Let me ask this question another way, because they were really good answers. Thank you, Pastor John. Another way is, to put it is, in what ways should we surrender? Maybe that was just a bad question, because I have in my mind what's going to say. So let me just guide us through this, what we're going to talk. I hate to assume that everyone is on the same page as me, and let me just run through this list that I came up with, and it's by far not comprehensive, but I put, we surrender our ways, we surrender our will, we surrender our hopes and expectations. This is fleshly hopes and expectations. Let me get that clear. This is surrendering our sins, and this is surrendering our worries. So whatever concerns we might have, we want to surrender that. Give it up. Let go of our thinking. It's almost like the passage, lean not on your own understanding. Let's let go of our own understanding. And, when we're restricted to our own understanding, it doesn't allow for much growth. Not at all. Of course, that's why we need Bible reading, to expand our understanding, to look at God in a different, fresh perspective, so that we might be, okay, you're letting go of your old programming, because everyone's been programmed poorly to a degree. So that's a brief list I come up to, and one thing I added is what surrender isn't. It's not a one-time deal. It's not like I surrendered 10 years ago, I'm good to go. Can you imagine that, Sylvester? What if I called you up one day? Oh, yeah, I surrendered 10 years ago. I'm good. Yeah, it doesn't work that
that's
way.
Funny.
It doesn't work that way.
I surrendered the... the 20, 30 years ago, Lord, and that should be good enough now, right? Now, surrender is continuous. It's like eating food. Just because I've eaten once or twice in my life, I just can't stop. You got to continue to surrender, like pray without ceasing.
Yes, yes. In another way I looked at this is. Any prayer of repentance is surrender. So anytime someone repents, they're surrendering their old way for God's way. And they're basically changing their mind to say, I don't want to live life my way. I want to live it your ways, Lord. So I say any true believer, anyone that's truly in Christ, has surrendered at one point in time. Now, whether they continue to walk in that way is a completely different question. All it means is if they've repented, I grant them that you know, I'll take their word for it. But again, it this life to follow Christ is a way of surrendering daily, as far as I'm concerned, not just a one-time deal. So today, briefly, I'll just cover our topic. We're going to cover six lives, not in detail by all means. I want to get through it as concise as we can without compromise. I want to talk about, briefly, I'm going to talk about Zedekiah. I'm going to talk about Job, Habakkuk, Moses, Peter, and Jesus. And we're going to be talking about surrender all throughout our discussion of these men that have gone before us, including the Son of God. And then when we're done discussing the ultimate example of surrender in Jesus, I just have a few brief things to discuss about practical ways to surrender daily. It's really simple, but it's nowhere near easy.